I went and got McDonald's for this podcast.
So did you?
Actually- well, I didn't go. I didn't actually go. I had it delivered.
Of course you did.
Because I'm lazy, bro. I got my, this is my quarter pounder deluxe. So it's a quarter pounder, but it's got the veg kind of like McDLT style.
Yeah.
And I got my fries and I got the chicken nuggets.
How many chicken nuggets?
Got a bunch because my kid's a teenager.
Oh, okay.
I got, yeah. And if he even smells chicken nuggets, they're like gone by default.
Welcome to the 80s and 90s Uncensored. I am Milo Dennison.
And I'm Jamie Fenderson. And today we're talking about McDonald's, Mickey D's.
And we know McDonald's has been around since the 1940s, but we're going to make a case here for why the 80s was peak McDonald's. The nostalgic, joyous era of McDonald's.
Yeah, totally. And if you were a kid in the 80s, so the 80s was probably the height of consumer culture, right? It was the height, like no other time in humanity have you ever seen like such a huge, like, consumeristic culture, and probably the brand that encapsulates that culture most is McDonald's. So if you're a kid in the 80s, man, that's part of your life,
especially when it comes to targeting children as well. I mean, obviously it had been going on for a long time, but the 80s was just huge of like all your cartoons were targeted at kids to sell toys. And yeah, McDonald's was like, I want to go to McDonald's. I want to get a Happy Meal. I'm going to have a toy in my Happy Meal. And then I want to run around and jump and play in the big balls thing.
Yeah, it was totally like targeting kids. I think kids were like the target of marketers in the 80s. So you had those big, I think you still have them, but they kind of cropped up in the 80s where you had those big playgrounds, right? Full of the jungle gyms and the balls. And you just know it's like full of germs because little kids are freaking nasty. You know it's full of germs, and then they're going and they're just like eating stuff with their hands. That's gross. And I don't remember, like, did your mom ever take you there? And like, maybe she'd bring grandma and Aunt Patty and that friend they always have. This is like just hanging out with them, and they get a thing of large fries to kind of nibble on, and you guys are playing and they're just smoking cigarettes, because you could smoke cigarettes back then. And they even had McDonald's branded ashtray. Yeah. And mom and Aunt Patty are just talking, like nibbling on fries and smoking cigarettes, right? And they're basically like getting the kids out of their hair for like an hour or two for like a couple bucks because they only bought the fries.
Yeah. And it was a place to, like, you'd go to birthday parties there as well. People would have, you know, kids would have birthday parties and they're like, oh, and at my birthday party at McDonald's, and have all the kids around, and they do some big thing, and very kid oriented. I mean, obviously you had Ronald McDonald, you had the Hamburglar, you had Birdie the Early Bird, the purple guy,
Grimace,
yeah, the pre Barney Grimace.
And nobody even knows what he is. He's just a big purple blob. What is Grimace? That's the big question.
Nobody knew.
Yeah, but they had commercials all the time, like in the 80s, and just about like the Ronald McDonald and his gang. It's like little mini cartoons to get you interested in McDonald's. Like, speaking of commercials, do you remember that Matt Tonight Moon Man?
I don't, but I shouldn't say that. I wouldn't have until today when I started looking up stuff about McDonald's for this episode and then read up on him. And I'm like, oh yeah, I do remember that guy.
Yeah, it was like a guy with a big moon head and like all jazzy and stuff, trying to get, like, I don't know, weed smokers or something into McDonald's, like in the late night.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, come business. On into McDonald's.
Yeah, dude. You have too much wine tonight. Come on over to McDonald's. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. They had to get rid of him because they were sued by a musician who basically he was using a similar song. And so they had to get rid of him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poor Moon Man. Ah, sucks.
Man Tools. What is Man Tools?
Man Tools is a weekly men's issues live stream podcast wrapped in comedic takes on news, sports, his story, and more. Watch Man Tools live every Thursday, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific on Facebook and at Man Tools Media.
or listen to anywhere you get your podcasts.
Find them on the web at mantoolsmedia.com and get all of their social media at links.co/mantoolsmedia.
I think it all started, the McDonald's culture kicked off. Yeah, McDonald's was around since the 40s, actually.
Oh, yeah. They've been around forever.
Mm-hmm. But do you know when the Happy Meal was introduced?
1983.
1979.
Oh, so
close. I include it, though, dude, because it's almost the 80s.
Close
and
enough.
It kicked off the 80s with Happy Meal, dude. And everybody wanted to get a Happy Meal because it had the food, right? The hamburger and all that, but it came with a toy, which was amazing back then. You're like, oh, what? I got a box lunch with a toy in it? That's awesome. And they had all kinds of little toys. And like every week they'd switch them out and stuff. So you'd have different toys. It was freaking amazing.
And they were good toys. Like at points, sometimes they had, I remember having Hot Wheels. They had the all kinds of, they'd usually sometimes have like tie-ins with movies that were coming out.
Yeah. And that first happened in 1986 when they used to have kind of their own toys. But in 1986, for the first time, they had Disney characters. So that's the first time they kind of licensed out.
Yeah, it was huge.
And the first Happy Meal was a circus wagon kind of thing, but
they changed it to the box.
That's kind of the same, right? But you see, they still licensed. They got the Teen Titans Go.
Okay. What do they have for the toy?
And it's this big thing, this big Teen Titans thing. And it's like,
it's not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think their toys have always been good. And then it comes with some stickers.
Cool.
And like isn't a big poster.
Isn't your big son poster. A bit old to big be getting color. Happy Meals?
Huh?
Isn't your son a bit old to be getting Happy Meals?
He is. But I got it for him because of this podcast. So
he was like, WTF, Dad. Like, why did you get me a Happy Meal?
Yeah, he's like, I wanted a Big Mac, man. What are you doing? But yeah, the Happy Meal came out in 1979.
They were cool. And they had the McDonald's Changeables that were released in 87. And those were like kind of Transformer like.
Oh, yeah.
Bangs. You remember those ones?
Yeah, like, those were cool. Like Transformers, but they're like hamburgers and like soda exactly. pops and stuff. Yeah. And fries. Yeah. Those were cool.
They go up for like up to like $50 now on eBay as collectibles.
Really? Mm-hmm. I would think so, because I mean, that's some heavy nostalgia stuff right there.
I wonder how much the McDonald's branded ashtrays are going.
They had the one your mom and grandma used to smoke in while you're playing in the ball pit. We're getting a moment's peace. This is awesome. Give me a fry.
I have a very distinct memory of, as a child, we were at the babysitter and our mother was coming to pick us up. And then we go to where she was. She had basically gotten in a car wreck at an intersection and she was bringing us McDonald's as she was coming to pick us up. And our McDonald's food was cold by the time we had actually was able to eat it. And it had kind of been spread out in the back of the car from the wreck and stuff.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Yeah. Even then, McDonald's fries tasted terrible cold. Like there's no fry on this planet that tastes so good, fresh, and so bad as soon as it gets cold.
Totally. That's very true, man. It's like night and day. So the humble chicken nugget, do you know when that was invented?
1980.
So what happened was
I'm just gonna keep guessing 83 for everything.
Yeah, you'll get it eventually. The government said, hey, people should eat less beef because it's high in fat and cholesterol. So people were like, ooh, kind of like down on the beef at that time, right? So McDonald's was like, hey, beef is kind of fatty and high in cholesterol. So we have an alternative. We'll just make these like battered chicken and we'll fry it in oil. And then that's way better for you.
That's the chicken nugget was born. Delicious, man. When Dude, I used to love getting the chicken nuggets.
I have chicken nuggets right now. So that's one of the items that stayed. It came out in 1980 and it stayed ever since. It's one of those like staples, like one of those menu items. Sometimes McDonald's gets those menu items and that's it. It just sticks.
Unlike the McRib that only occasionally comes out.
Well, do you want to know something about the McRib?
Sure.
The McRib, they actually made it because of a chicken shortage, because chicken nuggets were so popular. So they wanted to offer an alternative. So they had this kind of spongy, they're like, hey, check this pork stuff out, right? In the early 80s, they were like, hey, like we're kind of out of chicken, but check this out. And then it was discontinued in 1994, but it still pops up randomly. Like, I keep track. Is the McRib out? It is, dude. They're like, McRib's out. And everybody goes, I get the McRib before it goes away. Yeah. But the McRib was replaced by the McDLT. You remember the McDLT, right? Yeah. It came in a two-compartment box to keep the hot side hot and the cool side cool.
Yep.
You remember that in the commercial where John Alexander, before his Seinfeld days, he was like dancing around like, the McDLT is the bomb. And he's in a suit dancing around. Do you remember that commercial?
I don't remember that commercial.
Dude, you got to watch that after this. You got to go check it out. It's John Alexander. And he's like dancing around like, ooh, McDLT is awesome.
That's the thing. Like, 80s era McDonald's was fun. You could actually talk to a person at the counter. Now they've revamped it and they're like, oh, we want millennials and we want to be hip and cool and we want to go for adults. So they more or less got rid of Ronald McDonald's and all his pals. You can't, when you order food, you actually do it at a machine. I'm assuming they're the same there as they are here. You go up to that thing and you press all the buttons and place your order and then pick it up. So you're not really interacting with another human being. The restaurants just aren't, they're just, you know, tables and chairs now. There's no toys or nasty child sick filled ball things or slides to go down.
Well, it depends on the restaurant though, Milo, because a lot of them are very different depending on the franchisee. So the one here in Issaquah, we have two. One of them is like a corporate owned one. And that's just a get your burger. You can stay if you want, or you can get the heck out. And that's kind of it. Mm-hmm. But there's one over here on Gilman. It's all like, it's got a fountain with salmon on the fountain. And it's got this kind of salmon theme. And it still has one of those play areas. I mean, I wouldn't go in it, but it is. It's got the balls and the whole, like, it's got a three-story play area. So it depends on the McDonald's, because I think right now that I think the franchisers maybe have a lot more power on how their stuff looks and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it could be. Or maybe that one just hasn't been updated yet to the new style.
They just renovated it, dude.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool then. Great.
We'll give them some credit, man. When you come back after we get our sushi Safeway, we're going to head over to that McDonald's.
Dude, we're going to be sick after. It's like, okay, first let's get some sushi from Safeway. Mm-hmm. Okay, now that you've shoved the lad in your mouth, let's go get some McDonald's. Yeah. And now let's go have a beer at the dive bar.
Yeah.
And then throw up.
Hey, man, at least we got plans.
Man, I haven't eaten at McDonald's in years. Like, nothing against McDonald's, but that food is not healthy. Your heart is hating you right now.
Yeah, it is.
But it tastes good.
It is, dude. It's comfort. It's kind of comforting. But this, if you eat this every day, yeah, you'll die.
All right, Mr. Dates, when did McDonald's switch from putting their fries in beef tallow to generic vegetable oil? When did the fry flavor taste change?
1986.
No, 1992.
No, 1992. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because everybody's like, you're frying it in beef lard. You're killing us. Do something. Yeah, they did. Did you notice the taste change back then?
I didn't. I know, like, I remember, like, it was all the news. Everybody's like, oh, they don't taste as good. And, like, I didn't notice at all.
Yeah, I didn't notice at all either. Here's another question for you. Do you remember, because in around 1986 and into the 90s, they tried to do pizza.
Yeah, not very well.
Yeah, but only 40% had them. So I don't remember any of my McDonald's having pizza. Do you?
I don't either. No.
So I don't know when that happened or where, but I have I don't recall them trying to do pizza at all.
Yeah. If they did, I don't think they hit Spokane, Washington, because I don't remember that either. And it was their method of competing with Pizza Hut, really. Like, that was the one they wanted to compete and Domino's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that means, like, Pizza Hut and Domino's would be like, well, all right, we're going to make burgers then. That's a bad idea. But I don't remember. I wanted to ask you, have you ever had McDonald's pizza?
No, never did. Never heard of it until doing this research today.
Yeah. So I wanted to call out, too, that McDonald's is like, it's so ingrained in our culture. You know what I mean? Our popular culture. And even like movies and comedy. So do you remember Eddie Murphy's skit about how he wanted to get a McDonald's hamburger? It's his comedy skit.
I remember the ice cream.
Yeah, he's like, I want to get Happy Meal. I want to get McDonald's hamburger. And his mom's like, oh, I'd make a better hamburger than McDonald's. And she makes this like really thick, and she puts the bell peppers in them, but they don't have hamburger buns. So they just use the normal white bread, which becomes kind of this dough around the. And I totally related to Eddie Murphy, because that's the kind of stuff my mom cooked.
Now, big green peppers hanging out the top of this big meatball on the bread. And you try to put some ketchup on it, and to mix with the grease, turn the bread into pink dough.
Oh, yeah. I totally, same thing, having the hamburger on bread.
On bread, and it's got bell peppers in it. Oh, it's onions and bell peppers. It's a special hamburger. Yeah, I want that crap in my burger.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's like every mom in the 80s wanted to like impress their kids with their shitty burgers. The shitty homemade burgers are so bad. And you're like, oh man, can't we just go to McDonald's?
Come on, mom. Can't afford a McDonald's.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy's skit. I'm going to include that in the podcast page because it's hilarious. Another one. Do you remember this movie called Mac and Me?
Yes.
Oh, the movie's horrible, dude.
Horrible movie. Yeah.
It was just a big commercial, right? Yeah. And they go to the McDonald's and the alien's dressed up as a teddy bear or something. And, you know, back in the 80s, people just broke out and like they didn't even know each other. But then we had superpowers where you could just get up and break out into perfectly choreographed dance. Like the whole restaurant was just perfectly choreographed dancing. It was freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, that was a terrible movie.
And even like Pulp Fiction, where they're talking about the Big Mac. They're talking about the quarter
Royale
pounder
with cheese.
Right.
They wouldn't know what the fuck a quarter pounder is. Metric system.
Yeah, so I mean,
Royale with cheese.
And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
No, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what the fuck a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
Yeah, a couple of things. If we want to get into the 90s, the apple pie actually came out in the 90s.
Delicious stuff too.
And so did the McFlurry.
Not as delicious. I like the pie.
The apple pies are good though.
Oh yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, they used to fry those, but then they baked them later because people were like, you're killing us.
I didn't realize that the Egg McMuffin came out so early. I thought that was more of a 90s thing as well, but apparently the Egg McMuffin came out in like 1980 as well, because they had Birdie the Early Bird as the ambassador for Egg McMuffins.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they introduced her as a new character.
Oh, and she's like the breakfast character.
She's the breakfast one. Yeah, you had the Moon Man for the night and the Birdie the Early Bird. And she was the first female character as well. Up until her, they were all male.
Wow. You know, and so Ronald McDonald would tie them all together. But do you know Ronald McDonald's still around, though?
Yes, you know, Salmon Days. Don't see him as much. Oh, the guy that played the original Ronald McDonald?
No, just like the character does events and stuff. So every Salmon Days, Ronald McDonald is doing shows for kids, and he's like riding around on his little Segway or whatever that's called, and he does shows and stuff, and he's like licensed by McDonald's, like some kind of character thing. He's still around, dude. He goes to festivals and stuff.
Yeah, I know he does the Thanksgiving parade in New York. So he does a few things. He's not really much in commercials anymore, though, because they're kind of aiming towards that older audience as well. And they're like, you know, people are creeped out by clowns.
but I'm not creeped out by Ronald because I think he's a friendly looking clown. But the original Ronald was freaking creepy, dude.
Yeah.
Did you see the original McDonald?
Dude, more of the original Hamburglar. Did you see him? He looks like this crow thing on a, you know, oh, man. That's creepy. And
a picture to the original characters. People can look. It's awesome.
Yeah, and creepy. They're all creepy.
Mm-hmm. They were super creepy.
Yeah.
And like back in the 60s.
Totally. And it wasn't until like the 80s that they really kind of revamped him as well and made him look more friendly. Like that's
made him look not terrifying.
Scared you to sleep every night. What's your go-to McDonald's meal?
Mine?
Yeah,
that's hard to say, but I like the quarter pounder with cheese because it's just kind of a normal hamburger.
Yeah, that's mine as well. It's usually quarter pounder with cheese or the nuggets.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Big Mac fan, truthfully. I don't like the extra bread, and I don't like the sauce, the special sauce.
Yeah, I think it's okay, but I don't love it. But I got the quarter pounder deluxe, which they put veg on it, so it's kind of like
an extra bun. So they're basically, it's like a Big Mac, but a quarter pounder.
No, they don't have the extra bun. They have a lot of the vegetables and stuff. Okay. Lettuce, tomato, onion.
Is it a thicker burger?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, man.
I worked at a McDonald's for like 2 weeks. Yeah. So I got a job at McDonald's, and it was literally like only a couple of weeks in, and I was doing, I was in the theater club, and we had our play. So there's like a 1 week that you're performing, so you can't work during that time. So rather than just tell the boss at McDonald's, like, hey, I can't come in during this week because I've got my play at school, I just didn't show up.
You're that shitty employee.
I was that guy. Yeah. So that was my couple 2 weeks at McDonald's.
I worked for a while at a Burger King.
Yeah, I did that too. I worked at the Burger King a bit longer. Yeah, I think it was a couple months.
Yeah, those are tough jobs.
I legitimately quit the Burger King too. Like, I just got to the point where I'm like, I don't need, you know, I got a better job. So
or I don't mind being broke. This sucks. I'll just be broke. People are like, why don't you get a job? I tried. It sucked.
Burger King. Smell like grease every day when I came home.
Yeah, but McDonald's is definitely, it's just, I don't know. I don't know if it's good or bad. Like, I think it's kind of strange. Like, 80s was so consumeristic, and we just grew up with it. I think the 90s started to like disband that a little bit. That's why you started to see like the Arch Deluxe, and they didn't have so many like in your face commercials for kids. But yeah, that's McDonald's. I think you just, if you're a kid in the 80s, McDonald's is just part of your life. It's part of your cultural heritage.
Yeah, I think that's it, guys and gals. If you grew up in the 80s and got to experience the pleasure of McDonald's then, lucky you. If you're one of our younger listeners who hasn't had that pleasure, well, sorry, because it's not coming back, kids. It's not coming back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything's too serious now, man.
And of course, if you're enjoying the show, give us a review on whatever podcast player it is that you listen to it on. Check us out on the web at the80sand90s.com. Sign up for our newsletter there. Check out our shop for some sweet stuff. Follow us on Twitter at the80sand90s.com. And we are out of here like the Hamburglar, that masked bandit stealing all those delicious hamburgers. Goodbye.
He's going to jail, man. That's so illegal, stealing hamburgers.
Stealing hamburgers. How dare you, hamburger?